Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Congressional leaders, Alan, have clinched an agreement on a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill that President Donald Trump for now appears willing to support. Washington has until tomorrow to act before the government shuts down. Is it theater or is it not?
Well, there's always theater involved in politics, and I think that it's a good observation on your part. There is some. Nevertheless, people are getting tired of it. You know, this whole idea of the government shuts down, just kidding, after it doesn't shut down, it goes into an extra weekend sometime. But they know they have to do their business, and both the Democrats and the Republicans are aware that the potential for their getting blamed for a government shutdown is huge. So they are compromising now, and compromises, of course, are disgusting. But on the other hand, there are things that Democrats want that they get. A tunnel into New York from New Jersey, for example, and other things like that. So the President of the United States, knowing that he's in deep, deep trouble right now, is going to sign it, in my opinion, but he is so erratic that he'll be forced to sign. But nevertheless, you never know with this guy. Never.
Well, you seem to know that, at least on its surface, if you connect the dots, that the Russians may have something on the President of the United States. And we see now that the CIA chief, the ex-CIA chief, that is, John O'Brien, basically said the same thing.
Well, I was proud that I said it yesterday morning on our air, and then later in the day, out comes Brennan, and he says the same thing. He says, basically, one and one and one and one, and all makes five. You have to understand that this guy, Trump, he comes into office, and he has not enough good things to say about the Russians. Again and again, no matter what anybody tells him, he's warned by the Obama people about what's going on, but he still continues to say, Putin's a good guy, I trust him, and his top people, his top people keep telling him, no, that's not true. They did try to influence the elections, and he will not get off the dime. Why not? Well, what we're seeing here is the possibility that the Russians have something on Trump. We know that he won't release his tax returns. We don't know what's going on. We don't know whether there was any business, whether he got money from the Russians. We don't know if they've got compromising material on him. We've heard different stories. You never know what's true until you see it. But whatever it is, it's clear that he cannot betray his Russian friends. And what that means to me is that we may have a sort of Manchurian candidate possibility here that they've got stuff on him. It's pretty simple. It looks pretty simple to me.
A little side part to this is that apparently his remark about the fact that he and Putin would meet caught his advisors by surprise.
Well, that's what I mean by he's erratic. You just don't know what's going to come out of that guy's lips. At this stage of the game, he really is disassembling in the worst kind of way. It's bad for the country. I'm not overjoyed that it's happening, but it's bad for the country to see this guy coming apart at the seams the way he is. He's screaming, he's yelling, he's flailing, and it is the kind of thing which you don't want a guy with that immense amount of power and a finger on the button to be doing.
The growing criticism of Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, and the 50 million users' data that was taken has forced the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, to break his silence. He's in a Facebook post, not surprisingly, said Allen. The network made mistakes and vowed to prevent another disaster by auditing thousands of apps and reining in their access to user data.
Well, they have him going public. I must say, I heard his statement driving in this morning, and I have to say that I was somewhat sympathetic. He said, 14 years ago, I started this thing. I had no idea my responsibility was going to be for the security of the country and election security and the rest. Now, he's taking a terrific punishment. People are selling their stock. There's a delete Facebook program around. And yet, there are an awful lot of people who use it and like it, rely on it. I have a feeling if you can say you give a mulligan to the President of the United States for some of his despicable actions, then an awful lot of people are going to be willing to give a mulligan to Zuckerberg.
Well, let's turn to New York, Alan. In his first public comments since the actress and public education advocate Cynthia Nixon announced her campaign for the Democratic nomination for governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo said it is the political silly season and that he's focused on the state budget agreements.
Well, we better focus on something, David. I'll tell you that much. He's going to have a run for his money. Whether or not she can really get out of the teens in terms of competing with him is another story. But he is in trouble. Look, she's going to keep raising, and she should, because Cuoco and the trial results and the corruption that is surrounding Cuomo, who announced that he was going to clean up Albany. She's going to give him a run for his money, and she's certainly going to damage his presidential possibilities.